This is a time of year when educators and students are normally turning their minds toward graduation or summer plans. In Exeter, though, many people are focusing on something more troubling. Three teachers at Exeter High School accused of misconduct. All three have resigned, one of them today. Reporter Aaron Sanborn has been following the investigation for Seacoast Media Group, and he joins me now with more. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Brady.
There's still a lot we don't know here. In fact, the names of the teachers aren't publicly known. What do we know, though, about them?
So this started back in April with a complaint against one teacher, and the district had put that teacher on paid administrative leave. In May, police confirmed that they were doing an investigation into that teacher for a sexual assault complaint against a female student in 2009. And this week, we learned that teacher, who spurred the initial investigation, had resigned. He had actually resigned on May 24th. Meeting minutes from a non-public session have confirmed that the teacher is a social studies teacher named Robert Batchelder.
But we don't know who the other teachers are at this point or what they did at Exeter High School, correct?
Correct. On Wednesday, Superintendent Michael Morgan said that he had placed two additional teachers on paid administrative leave. One teacher resigned later that day, and the third teacher actually resigned a few hours ago.
Has anyone at Exeter High School or in the police department said what the other two teachers are accused of doing?
Not at this point. Basically, what police have told us is that their investigation still centers around this one allegation. But during the course of the investigation, information came out and it connected these two teachers to this individual. But at this point, what exactly their role in the investigation is still somewhat unclear.
Part of that investigation includes a screenplay that these teachers reportedly wrote. And I understand you've now seen the screenplay in question. What's in there?
The screenplay is called Graduation Crashers. And we've just started the review of the screenplay this afternoon. And basically, earlier this week, the superintendent had confirmed its existence. And he said that some might review it as controversial. Because we're still doing our review, I don't want to go into too many details. But what I will say is what the superintendent said about it being controversial, from what I've read, I could see how some would jump to that conclusion.
Now, what's the next step here, whether it be in what the police are doing or in the high school's investigation? This is ongoing.
So police are still doing their investigation, and what they have to determine is whether or not anything here rises to the level of a crime and whether or not they're going to press charges. Obviously, what we know is that this all started with a complaint about a sexual assault. How this whole screenplay plays into this, I have no idea. It may just be a result of the investigation, and it may not be anything criminal at all. And at this point, there have been no charges.
Aaron Sanborn of Seacoast Online, thanks so much.
Thank you.